I got a note from Shooters Fishers Farmers Party and Robert Borsak. Ray, I was browsing the net. I came across this. I find it sad and humorous. It's about a Nationals petition online to repeal the Native Vegetation Act. Now, according to Robert Borsak from Shooters Fishers Farmers in New South Wales, the petition reads, current native vegetation laws are crippling our farmers. Don't let the Labor Greens Alliance continue to treat farmers like second-class citizens on their own land. If the New South Wales Nationals had any backbone, according to Robert Borsak, they would have supported my Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party colleague Robert Brown's Native Vegetation Reform Bill in 2014, which was actually written by the New South Wales farmers. Instead, it was the Nationals who sided with the Greens and Labor to kill the bill off. Why is the government now petitioning itself to do very little thing they could have voted, or they did vote against? The Nationals have been playing politics for a long time, but won't do anything because the Liberals won't let them. Phil Donato will be the candidate in the forthcoming Orange by-election for Shooters, Fishers, Farmers, and he's a very, very good candidate. And Alan and I will be going there on the Thursday before the election to support Phil Donato and others against the Nationals, who have deserted their national constituency. Phil Donato's on the line. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. An opportunity for me to talk to you. It seems strange that the Nationals would say current native vegetation laws are crippling our farmers. Don't let the Labor Greens Alliance continue to treat farmers like second-class citizens on their own land, when in fact in 2014 there was a vegetation reform bill put forward by your party and the Nationals sided with the Greens and Labor to kill it off.
That's right. That's right. If that's not an admission of guilt on the Nationals' behalf, I don't know what is, Ray, in terms of their reference on their petition to the Labor and Greens Alliance continuing to treat farmers like second-class citizens on their own land.
So they won an online petition, but when they had a chance to do something about it 2 years ago, they went missing, MIA, missing in action.
That's correct, Ray. We, as you just said in your introduction there, Rob Brown introduced a bill that was written with an in consultation with the New South Wales Farmers Association to remove some of the more onerous provisions of that Act. And unfortunately, that bill wasn't passed because it didn't get the support of the major parties, but more importantly, the National Party sided with the Greens and the Coalition Government and also the Labor Party to not support it. So it didn't get passed through. But here we are at, 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks out now from the by-election. And oddly enough, they've come out now in support of repealing the legislation, or certainly making it more workable for farmers.
Mm. Strange things. It's funny what elections will do to parties, isn't it, Phil?
It is, Ray. It certainly is. It is very strange. We've seen not only the backflip on the greyhound racing ban, which certainly there's still a lot more work to do, and we're certainly working towards those amendments when they come before Parliament, but now we've got this issue about the native vegetation. It's just clear the Nationals have realised they've abandoned their core constituents, the rural people of New South Wales, and these people, they're good, loyal people, and they're just fed up. They're not going to cop this anymore, Ray.
Okay, mate. We'll look forward to seeing you up there on the 10th on the Thursday before the election.
Look forward to it, Ray.
Thanks. Phil Donato, the Shooters, Fishers, Farmers Party candidate for the Orange by-election November 12.